this shift that is happening in human consciousness to reach the outer forms, the institutions, the political, the government, the institutions, whatever it may be, the outer forms, businesses, the way businesses are run, companies. In most cases, they're dominated still by the old egoic consciousness. And I've spoken to some people who work in corporations, who say there's so much infighting and useless power struggles going on within the corporation, it's a miracle that anything gets done at all. And everybody lives in fear and they're not happy. So wherever you look in the world, you'll find still on the surface of things varying degrees of unconsciousness. And only occasionally something else comes through already here and there. It does. Even on television, sometimes you see it. You see there's a conscious being speaking, or a film that has a message pointing to conscious awareness or pointing to stillness. It happens. Maybe it happens more now. It's happening more. It's always wonderful. I love it when I see a film that points to the truth. And there are quite a few now. Not the majority yet, of course. But there are so many things that you could feel angry about if you personalize human unconsciousness. If you make it into an identity, then you say, these dreadful bastards, look what they are doing. Human unconsciousness. Jesus saw it clearly when he said, they know not what they do. In other words, they are unconscious. And so a country sometimes also can vary. A country can be pulled into unconsciousness to some extent by an unconscious leader. Germany is a best example of what happened there. A country that, compared to others on the planet, was one of the most highly developed, cultured, scientifically, literature, culture, philosophy, music, and all that to no avail. They dropped right down into unconsciousness. Back. But this wouldn't have happened if there had not been a strong, enormous amount of collective pain body still in the country, and an enormous amount of collective ego, despite the so-called cultural achievements. So when you see it as unconsciousness, you are less likely to feel angry about it, because anger does not really fulfill a very useful purpose. It doesn't really change things. It contributes more. You're being pulled into unconsciousness through anger. You become unconscious yourself. See it for what it is. And then the next step is, what can you do? You have to accept that this is so, which does not mean there's nothing you can do. Once you have accepted that there's still a considerable amount of unconsciousness here on the planet, wherever you see it, wherever you feel it's mostly, you feel called upon to do something in this or that area. It could be the destruction of nature. It could be the polluting of oceans and rivers. It could be on the political scene, American politics, other politics, Middle East, great focal point of unconsciousness. It's just look at the situation there. The instinct is no stop, no pause to the fighting between the two. And they're both victims of the other. And they're both totally convinced that they are victims of the other.